Comics get 2 minutes to break the audience while you, the audience, zip it. You try your hardest not to laugh. Make them earn it, okay? Make this difficult for them.
The entire point of the comedy show is to shut the fuck up until it's physically impossible for you to shut the fuck up. Does everyone understand? Okay. Everyone's already... It's like a loud in a dead room all at one time. So that's fantastic. Guys, we still got the music going.
Yeah, why is the music still going?
I don't know.
Hey, Josh, ask me that question.
Hey, wait, Jacob, why is the music still going?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I have no idea.
Hey, stop! Hey!
Good.
Yeah, we
took care of that. We took care of that. How you doing, little piggies? You guys good? You good? Good. Thank you for being here. Oink, oink, oink. Guys, I just want to do something real quick.
This is such a petty thing.
This is a pretty petty thing.
By the way, I am not in support of this petty thing.
Yeah, who bought a ticket to the show tonight? And you guys all have seats? Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. That's crazy, because Kenzie Huber walked in here and he's just like, doesn't seem like I'm going to get my seats. I'm on a refund. So I refunded half. I'm a nice guy, okay? I am. But on the count of three, can we just yell, fuck Kenzie Huber? One, two, three.
Fuck Kenzie Huber!
She's like, that's how you want to do customer service? I wish she stayed. God, that would have been so much fun.
That was petty.
I feel very good about that. That was.
Can we do it one more time?
One, two, three. Fuck Kenzie Huber!
There we go.
I had to be like a customer service HR person out there. I was like, I don't want to do this, Kenzie. Fuck off.
Hell yeah. Guys, as Jeff has previously explained, this is the dead room. We're going to go over it because we know that you little piggies have a very short attention.
Hey, at the bar, shut the fuck up.
Guys.
Blue shirt, that's a dumb shirt. Black shirt, blue shirt, top, that's weird. Dumb. Shut up. Denim jacket, that's my thing. Shut up. That's about it. Okay, good.
Guys, this as we explained, this is the dead room. The only objective for you as an audience is to try your hardest not to laugh. Okay? Because the harder you try not to laugh, the crazier the shit happens on stage.
Yeah, people have done drugs on stage.
Somebody almost overdosed on cocaine with fentanyl.
He's still in rehab.
We had somebody get naked and do the Buffalo Bill tucked between the legs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That might happen tonight.
Yeah, it might happen tonight. We don't know.
This is a burlesque bar.
So
I don't know.
Shit might get weird. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. You know, to warm things up, Jacob. They're here. They've been a very good audience so far. Guys, keep it going for yourselves. Thank you so much. Woo! Jacob, give them a couple jokes to, like, you know, because they've been so good.
You guys can laugh at these. We're going to start off the show with just some classic jokes that you guys love so much. Okay, these are classic jokes. Guys, I took a poop today. Thank you.
I took a poop today. I took it right out of the toilet. Whoa! That's a good one.
With my hand.
With his hand. Yuck.
Guys, I've been dating a lot. Okay, I've been on. I bought Tinder Gold. Do you guys know about this?
You guys know about Tinder Gold?
Premium Tinder. Hey, I'll tell you why. Because they have a feature on Tinder Gold. The best feature on Tinder Gold is if a girl blocks you, you can manually unblock them. And keep talking to her.
What's it called? What's that feature called?
It's called the
second chance feature. That's nice. I like that. That is great.
I actually had to upgrade to Tinder Platinum, you know, which is where they give me her address and the make and model of her car.
Oh, so, yikes.
Yeah. I had to upgrade to Tinder Titanium.
What's that?
That's just the knife. It's just the knife that I bought. Yeah. So. That's funny. Guys, you know, I've been dating. This is a cool life hack for everybody who's dating. Did you guys know if you are in the market for somebody and you're driving on the freeway, you can just hit them with your car, you know? If you see an attractive person, you can just hit them with your car. Do you know why? Because if you hit someone with your car, they are legally obligated to give you their information. Okay? I will rear-end a girl, and then I will text her that night. And I will be like, hey, are you up? It's Jacob with the 2004 Toyota Highlander. How's that?
Whiplash
treating you, sweetheart? All right, that was a little intense.
Who's Frank Azar?
Yeah, exactly. She's like, oh, I'm already on the phone with Frank Azar. I'm like, oh, who's that?
Is that your boyfriend?
Is that your boyfriend?
Is he hitting you with that strong arm?
Strong arm. Did he hit you?
God, okay. Alright, so Jacob did the funny joke. Keep it going for Jacob. Good, we're so proud of him. He's come so far. Guys, so this is, I'm gonna demonstrate what the comics will do. If everyone can just
That's the dead
Okay, go, that was nice. You guys are good. Good little piggies. Oh, that's good. Okay, listen, no, I'm gonna do a little joke. You guys, don't laugh, okay?
It's not a funny joke, and if anybody laughs, you're not authentic.
Hey, okay, don't laugh, okay? Okay, quiet. We're gonna practice. What's a pirate's favorite letter? Shut up!
Shut the fuck up!
What did we just say?
Damn! Go on, Jeff. Okay.
What's a mom's least favorite letter? Dear Mrs. Lewis, your son died in Afghanistan.
Good, very good. You guys know, you also should update that with Ukraine.
I should. Dear Mrs. Lewis, your son died in Ukraine. Very sad.
Fantastic.
You guys are doing great now.
This is fantastic.
Oh, I like this. Before we continue, this is being recorded as a live podcast. Keep it going for... No, keep it going for Evan Fitzgerald,
yeah,
for real.
This guy, hey, Slaughterhouse Studios, keep it going for Evan Fitzgerald. We got the live podcast.
We're so proud of him.
I think I spit on these people. Yeah,
that's why they bought the tickets.
That's
Kenzie. Kenzie Huber.
That's okay.
I should have spit on her on the sidewalk. Hey, that's what you're missing.
It wasn't even her, it was her fucking husband.
It was.
All right, whatever. It doesn't matter.
All right. So... without further ado, a lot of these comics have done it before, some have never done it, and some that you're going to see tonight have won it before. There's a cash prize on the line.
$50 cash. Woo! Shut up.
All right. Let's get our first contestant.
All right.
Oh, wait. Let's also introduce Josh.
Josh, oh, yeah. This is another part of Dead Room Comedy. Joshua Emerson. Woo! Give it up for him.
How you doing, boys? Hey, how you doing, crowd?
Yeah. All right, Joshua Emerson, he will be the judge. He will be counting your laughs. And so that's how we judge it.
Okay, so whoever gets the most laughs out of 15, well, maybe like 8, 7 will advance. They'll have 1 minute in the second round, and then the two finalists will have 30 seconds to make you laugh at the end, okay? So it gets pretty intense. It's very fun. We love it. Let's bring up your first comedian.
I need every one of you little piggies to shut the fuck up, because... that is the point of the show. Everybody, please give it up for your first comedian, a very fantastic staple in the Denver comedy scene. Everybody, give it up for Damon Howard! Help us count him down from
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Y'all guys, I'm not laughing and getting started early during Jacob's set. Y'all can tell those exact same jokes at Comedy Works. And guess what? Same response. Guys, I am Native American, and it's always weird doing comedy in a room full of immigrants. But it's all right, guys, because we're all here for this. Look at me, sir. We're all here for the same reason, right? We all hate the British, right? I see white guilt in you, sir. gonna get more painful than this later tonight. I promise you guys right now. It's terrible. It's really terrible. The 911 dial. Oh, goodness. What do they both have in common? I called both of them. I don't think I'm making it to the final round. Gotta bring out the big guns tonight. You guys know when a politician can't dance, they say he has Al Gore rhythm. I'm Native American, guys. Alright. Hello.
Everybody give it up!
Words hurt, Damon.
Wow. Guys, thank you for making that Native American feel like he's not welcome here. That was very nice. Good.
Exact opposite of reparations.
You have that marker?
Hey, Josh, who's also Native American, who's also one of my really good friends. I just needed to point that out. How many laughs did Damon get?
Seven and three for one, the same white guy right there.
Same white guy!
Right there!
Where'd he go? He's like in his wisdom teeth taken out or something right now. He's like, shut up.
I need another marker. You got it? Oh, okay.
All right, Damon got seven. Hot start. Oh, they know this next one.
Guys, you guys know this next comedian. He's also Native, or no. I'm just digging myself a hole. Everybody give it up for Ali Kareem!
Help us count it down from
five, four, three, two, one.
Damon mentioned 9/11. You know, I had dreams as a kid. I always wanted to be a pilot. 9/11 killed that for me. I mean, just imagine if I was your pilot right now.
Assalamu alaikum, this is your captain speaking. We will be flying very low today, so buckle up or not. Enjoy your flight from Colorado to heaven. Alright, I got some impression for you guys. This is impression of a pissed off mother bird, okay? She's pissed off, her kids like jumped out of the nest and they're next to the fucking road. And she was just so mad, she's like. All right, here's an impression of somebody beating the shit out of a dog. What, you guys are not dog fans? Hey, it's okay, guys. I used to rescue dogs. There's a smile right there. All right, are you counting these smiles? All right. Hell yeah, I bombed so hard the other day, just like this. ISIS claimed me. Fuck. Fuck Damon Howard.
Don't use me.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. I'm trying to get some laughs. All right, 9, 4. This is the part where you run. Khamsa, arba'a, thalatha, thnain, wahid. Allahu Akbar.
Everybody give it up for Ali!
Solid effort. Got some laughs in there. That was pretty good.
He's like, I'm bombing. I'm time to go to the killing dog jokes.
Yeah.
JJ, you laughed at the killing dog jokes.
I did. That
you
was
did.
Good.
You're one that
miss me every time.
It is. I mean, it is Michael Vick energy.
You are digging yourself a hole.
Every time I come up.
12 for the homie. From
12.
Hey, 12 for Ali Kareem.
your next comic. Love him to death. Works at Hot Topic, almost positive. Everybody, keep it going for Dylan Day! Help us count down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Zip it!
Hey, when you go to meet up with a girl on Tinder and they make the joke, they're like, oh, but what if you're a murderer? It's like, you think I'm going to jail over a 6.5? You fucking with me? I'm killing tens only, alright? I got standards. They're like, what if you're a serial killer? It's like, I am. I'm just trying to fuck you, though. I'm gonna go do something else. Y'all ever hear about, like, ghost pains? Like, you lose a limb, you know, and you could still feel pain in that limb? Man, that ugly laugh lady really fucked that joke up. That sounded like a witch just fucking fulfilled a prophecy. But yeah, I get when people get their arm chopped off and can feel it, because I'll wake up feeling hella late for work and I haven't had a job in 2 years. Fucking... I want to get a tattoo of a tissue underneath my eye so I can walk up to all those tough-ass dudes with the tattoo teardrop under their eye and wipe my face tattoo on their face tattoo and be like, shh, baby, don't cry no more. I saw this guy proposing to his girlfriend at a rave, and she's like crying, like saying yes. Like, you can't ask a girl to marry you on Molly. That's fucked up. That's like when I used to ask my mom if I could go play outside when she was nodding off on Percocet. Fucking oldest trick in the book. Yep.
Time!
Very good. Very good. Dylan, I mean, you can use the room. That woman gave him a gift. That was very good. Roger, what are those no talent night stats?
Those no talent, 11 laughs, all right? That's,
11? That's really?
Yeah, I grade with an iron fist, and if you question me, I will scalp you!
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm friends with it, by the way. We're, like, really good friends, so...
Really good friends.
Yeah. Guys.
Uh-oh.
Your next comic. He's known in Denver as the Fuckmaster General, and you will see why. Everybody give it up for Jeff Cohen!
Count him down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, I'm a virgin. No, I fuck a lot. I'm just not good at hitting on women. This is my best pickup line.
Wait!
I went on a speed date. It was horrible. That selfish bitch snorted all of it. I had a really cool thing happen. I met this new lady, and right away we were making out. I was kissing her all over, on the ears, on the back of the neck, and I thought, damn, this chick is the best Uber driver. All right, now I'm gonna do an impression. This is Yoda as Robert De Niro in the movie Raging Bull. Yoda as Robert De Niro in the movie Raging Bull. Fuck my wife, you did? I grew up in the church, and that was rough. Growing up in the church for me as a kid was a lot like playing chess, because I was constantly getting taken by the bishop. That was a good laugh. That counts as a laugh. She went, wah, wah, wah. I'll take it. I'm gonna do the rest of my jokes as Yoda. I went on an It's Just Lunch date
but I got stood up, so it was just lunch. I forgot to do it backwards like Yoda does. All right, fuck it, I've got 8 seconds left. One more. Okay, cool thing happened. A woman came up to me and she said, hey, big boy, I'm gonna make your wildest fantasy.
Time! Ha ha ha, Jeff! Ha ha! You didn't get it.
What a staple in the Denver comedy scene.
Cut the fat, Jeff.
Yeah, exactly. Kill himself, he should.
Kill himself!
Hey, Josh. Wah-wah-wahs don't count as a laugh, all right? We're establishing that. And he got 5, okay?
Hey, right. Keep it going for Jeff Cohen. He got 5.
Jeff Cohen, everybody. He did get 1 U from the back, too. Yeah, put down U.
Everybody, your next comic kills it with the one-liners. Seen them all around Denver. Everybody keep it going for Beaver!
And count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2.
That last comic is my dad. He's the reason why my mom killed herself. So I was babysitting last week, and me babysitting is like Bill Cosby bartending. My friend said, hopefully I don't get drafted. I said, bro, you're in community college. If you fail high school algebra again, you're going to Ukraine. I still live with my parents, and every time I come home, Jeff is jerking off in the sheets. Every hot chick has a Down syndrome brother. I work at Home Depot, and Home Depot is basically a retirement home that sells power tools. If they sold guns, it'd be a retirement home in Florida. I watched the new Louis C.K. special the other day. It was so good you could just jerk off to it. I called the suicide hotline and went straight to voicemail. They told me to kill myself when the beep comes. I was watching YouTube earlier, and I accidentally clicked on YouTube Kids, and it turns out I'm a registered sex offender now. My grandma asked me what an NFT was. I had to pull the plug on her. She's not allowed to ask me questions I don't know the answer to. I asked my grandpa what Pearl Harbor was like. He said it was a good excuse to cheat on your grandma. Oh, sir, do you mind if I put my balls in your martini? I'll do it right now. Is it all right? I'll just buy you a drink after. I'm gonna do it so you guys can't see it.
Time! I wouldn't drink that.
I would not touch that. At all.
Yeah. That was okay.
You know that his ball, I took a picture of his balls. They're an NFT now. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Oh, Jacob.
I'm gonna try.
Jacob, we can't hear you from the bottom of that hole you dug. Sorry.
I'm climbing out of it. It's a long game. Hey, Josh.
Yeah?
My dearest friend, how many laughs did Beaver get?
Yo, that balls in the martini saved him. He got 11.
Wow, he got 11.
Tied for second. Very exciting.
Is this your first time?
Oh, we have a first timer to the dead room. Can we all give him an oink oink?
Oink, oink.
One, two, three.
Oink oink.
Good little piggies. Okay. Guys, please give it up for Todd.
Give it up for Todd.
Give it up for me!
Shut up! Count down from 5, 4, 3, 2,
shh! Airline food, am I right? Fucking Ukraine, guys? Okay. Hey, that last kid, you guys, give it up for him. He did great, you know? We shouldn't kick him while he's down. Syndrome, you know what I mean? Whoa. This is great. This is so fucked up. Normally it's the opposite. You go to open mics and you watch the comics torture the audience. You guys are looking good, though. Being silent, pieces of shit right now. But I like it. You wanna know how someone has chlamydia? If they know how to spell it. And this guy looks like he knows how to spell it. Just hit him. Just now. You guys are magical. This is weird, you know? Trying to make people laugh that don't want to fucking laugh. But look at Jake. He's looking sexy. He's a pretty sexy Jew, right? He puts the Jew in jujitsu. Am I right? That's pretty terrible. I like roasting. I like Jeff. He's kind of magical. He's like my pregnant sister, and last week he's had at least 10 fingers inside of him. I'm just kidding. He's like my pregnant sister. He has beautiful hair. He looks amazing. This is cool. I made it through minute one. That's fucking amazing. This is such a weird, strange thing. Do chuckles count? Do, like, discomforted, I want to get out of here, I want to kill myself count? No, middle finger? Okay. I thought maybe that might slip in there somewhere. God, hey, can we have a moment of silence for all the comedians who just died up here? Please, it's also now like a Native American burial ground. It's getting rough. It's okay. It's okay. We all know each other and hate each other and kind of love each other. It's kind of beautiful. This clock ticking ever so slightly. I wish my sister would act more like our mom, you know, and get cancer and go die. That's for Quentin Johnson. He usually comes here and he's got a dead mom. That was an ode to him. My sister's alive, so unfortunately. So is my mom.
Everybody give it
to him! There we go! Look!
That was fantastic.
Ups and downs.
That is ups and downs.
Yeah.
He's in the hole now. I'm not in the hole anymore.
Shut up.
He's in the hole.
You're in the hole.
You put the Jew in jujitsu, man.
Yeah. Am I right? Hey, Josh, how many laughs did you get for him?
So I got 7, but I'm taking 1 away for that native burial combo. Oh, okay. Six.
I thought you were a fair judge.
Six. He didn't say he was fair. He says he rules with an iron fist.
I didn't think we were bringing emotion into it. What'd you say, 7? -1?
Six. Yeah.
7
minus
1 equals 6.
Good math, Jacob.
Guys, your next comic, who's also one of my best friends, who I love so much.
He's in from Albuquerque.
Everybody, keep it going for Josh Fournier! Woo!
And we'll get it down from
5, 4, 3, 2.
Shh. Fuck. This is a weird ass show. Native American, I'm here for the Denver powwow. Are y'all going? Gotcha. You'll wear hip beats. You'll wear headdresses to a rave, but not to a. I get it. Y'all look stoic as fuck, man. I feel like I'm staring at a bunch of back of Buffalo nickels. Look at you guys. All of y'all. He's right. The third native who's died on the stage? Fuck, dude. Just like them, we're gonna just not laughing. Not caring. Y'all took my land, took my time. For New Mexico, y'all took my attraction, Meow Wolf. God damn. I used to give tour guides at Meow Wolf to hike kids on mushrooms. I'm your spirit guide. I will guide you through this journey. For real, I got a beaded sweatshirt. Authentic native ship. I know it's real native shit because I bought it from a white lady in Colorado. My ex-girlfriend lives in Colorado. She's a stripper at the Diamond Lounge. Do I still go see her? Maybe. You call that stalking. I'm Native American. I call that tracking. You ever put your ear to the ground and listen to Hopi's a Buffalo for your ex, huh? Nah. It's a weird fucking around, Dad. If you listen closely, you can hear all my dead relatives. Like the winds. Like the color of the wind. If you guys could guess what my favorite Disney movie is, what do you think it would be? Not Pocahontas. It's actually Up. It's my favorite Disney movie. It's warm, it makes me feel so nice inside watching white people get relocated from their homes, you know? Bro, Colorado girls are crazy. Why don't y'all shave your armpits? What the fuck's up with that? I went down on a girl here in Colorado, she had hair on her thighs, dude. That don't scare me though, I'm a savage, dude. I thought it was a buffalo. I went down on her for
time!
Yay!
That next one was a heater.
Up is a fantastic movie.
Hey, great job, Jacob. Good idea.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Hey, Josh, how many laughs did you get?
I got 13, baby.
13!
Got a new leader.
guys, your next comic is a part of another comedy production company in Denver called Savage Entertainment. Everybody keep it going for Corey! Steven!
And count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2.
27% of all men between the ages of 18 and 30 have not had sex. That is terrifying. Because when guys don't have sex, they do Viking shit. And by that, I mean they eat mushrooms and they burn down villages. Ladies, that's 1 in 4 men. Look around here. There are more than 4 men in here. Be scared. Do me a favor, ladies, please. Do me a favor. Can I take one of these guys home, please? Take them. Take them to your house. And kill them before they kill you. You know you want to do it. Come on. You know where the weapons are. You know where the lamps are. I know the Native American plight. I grew up around Shiprock. All right, there's me burying the hole. This is why I hate people that I advocate for. I hate all these people. I hate most, I believe in equal rights, but I hate everybody that I talk about equal rights for. I hate Italian people. I hate Italian, not all Italian people, just, you know, these ones. I hate gay people. Can't stand them, but not all gay people, just the ones that call their assholes bussy. Like, that's... There's one guy in the back that calls his asshole bussy. You too, Stonic. I know you do. All right, I got 30 seconds. Fuck. Listen, I've been prejudiced in my life. I've been very prejudiced in my life. I used to hate people that drove BMWs. Hated them. Couldn't stand them. And then I bought a BMW. And now I know I'm better than all of you. That's done. I'm done. What?
Corey Stevens! In the future, if they act up a little early, it's best to just let them feel that silence. And that
yeah,
pain.
Feel the silence.
But that was,
that was a true, authentic Deadwood.
That was.
That was really right. I really enjoyed that.
Not good.
Not good. That's
good.
That's funny.
Well, Josh, what'd you have, Matt?
Yeah, that hurt. I got 2.
2. Ooh, buddy. Corey, that must suck.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
A lot of comics are doing, like, material tonight.
Know,
that's a weird approach. It's a weird approach.
This is, like, the most normal show that we've had. Usually comics get naked and do crazy shit. I mean, we can't force them to do anything. But
I wish I would have seen Bieber's balls at this point.
God,
you know what I mean?
He didn't even fucking, he didn't zip it down.
I know, it would have been fun.
It would have been.
Should have helped him. Well.
Well, let's see if this next comic.
Okay, here we go.
This next comic is a wild card.
Wild card.
And he is a no, he didn't win.
He advanced.
He advanced.
It's
everybody,
like last time.
Keep it going for Kyle Benavidez.
And count him down from 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm gonna get naked and tear up shit. I know this 19-year-old. She smokes cigarettes. I know this 19-year-old. She smokes cigarettes. She smokes cigarettes. She smokes them. She smokes them all day long. She doesn't eat, she just smokes cigarettes. I keep telling her she needs to get some food out of her system. You can't smoke cigarettes all day long. That costs a lot of money. That costs an awful lot of money to smoke cigarettes all day long. How many cigarettes do you smoke a day? That's good, because that saves you money. Anyway. Like I said, she smokes cigarettes, and she's a teenager. She's 19. I call her a nicotine. I gotcha. I signed up 9.
that mean I'm 9 years old now? I gotta go home. I gotta call my mom after this. She wants to know where I'm at again. I don't know. Maybe I should get a pager or something. You can page me. I stole this one from Jonah Hill. I've been waiting for ages, but I ain't getting no pages. This felt like ages.
Fucking time! Go away! Go away, you demon! Go away, you demon! What the fuck? Somehow he always advances. How did that happen?
I swear to God! Well, I know swear that. To God! Are you 15? 15 on that!
15! Holy shit!
It is like the most meta, it's like meta comedy.
God damn.
What the fuck? That's like if I was listening to stand-up comedy in a dream.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it feels like. Okay. He's the leader, somehow. Quinton's not here, right?
No, Cosmo. Jesus, this is so stressful.
I don't think Tanya's here either, okay. Guys, your next comic, coming straight from Virginia, I believe, but he's a staple in the Denver comedy scene, love him to death. Everybody give it up for Devesh Patel!
Yeah. And count him down for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Poop my pants at the funeral. Trying to cut out the setups, you know? Only got 2 minutes. Trying to just do the punchlines. You guys, a buddy of mine got a gun recently. Keeps talking about the gun. Keeps bugging me about how great having a gun is, you know? Finally just had to get one, right? So I had to shoot him. You guys, my best friend and I, we're actually scared of getting too old and not being married. So we made a pact. You know, me and her turn 40. We're both still not married. Just so we don't die alone, we're gonna get together. We're gonna kill ourselves. Wow. You know what? I saw everybody bomb, and I was like, you know what? My jokes are gonna work. Swear to God, dude. Sitting back there the whole time. You guys, my girlfriend's very annoying. She recently, guys, I forgot the joke. How's it going? Like, I love Taco Bell. I eat it every day. Last month, my girlfriend told me I couldn't have Taco Bell. You see, her dad had just died of a heart attack, you know, so she was afraid I might poop my pants at the funeral. All right, better with the setup. Guys, this is bullshit anyways, all right? Josh is sitting back there in a lounge chair, not even fucking looking. And then he's like, oh, what? Oh, 15 laps. This is bullshit, all right? Guys, I've been waiting all night. Nah, I'm just joshing around. We're having fun.
Did you poop your pants?
Exactly, whoa. You got it, right? Because you were supposed to think that I was afraid that you was going to die.
Time!
I'm still thinking about when Kyle said that he was 9 years old.
I signed up nine.
That's just so funny.
Am I 9 years old? I have to go home?
Yeah, exactly. Can I call my mom? All right, Josh, what'd you get for Devesh?
Yeah, 3. There's no lounge chair back here. I'm paying attention.
All right. We got 3 for Devesh.
We got a couple more left in the first round.
Everybody, your next comic is, his name is Josh also. He is Joel Olstein's favorite Christian comic. Everybody give it up for Josh Treanan!
This guy won it last time. I want to set expectations high so you fail.
Guys, keep it going for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Shut up! I'm going to start with a quick impression really fast. That was my impression of the Space Shuttle Challenger. One more fast one. that was 9/11. Okay, all right. So you guys don't like 9/11. I get it. It's a pretty normal, it's not a hot take. I saw this post on LinkedIn the other day, or golly, I'm on LinkedIn too much, on Instagram, and it was a post raising awareness of child sex trafficking. And one of the things it said in the video, it was like, they are stealing our children and selling them for as little as $90. That just feels like a weird way to say it. You know, it kind of sounds like he's upset that they're selling our kids for so cheap. You know? Like, if you were like, sign up for $300, he'd be like, thank you, that's more appropriate. Yeah. $500? That's too much. That's overpriced. I know the product. I would buy my kid for $500. Also, just as little as, like, that's the terminology that a sex ring would use if it was going out of business. You know, it's like fire sale. Every kid must go. As little as $90, you know? Also, if it's so cheap, just buy the kids back. If it's only $19, just pay, shell out the money, buy the kids back. No, not gonna disrespect them by paying that little. That's not what I'm gonna do. You gotta up that price. Hold something together. This is maybe arrogant of me, but I feel pretty confident with how I did, how I performed up here. Well, I was gonna do some other pedophile stuff, but I do not see any kids here. So, I guess I'll do that later. All right, cool. Thanks, guys.
Time!
Very good.
Denver's favorite kid comic, actually.
Denver's favorite kid comic.
And Joel Osteen's favorite comic,
yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
Josh, what'd you get for Josh?
Yeah, I don't know why he was so confident. He got 10, okay?
Suck
okay.
A dick!
he got 9, okay?
Oh,
yeah. And now?
To subtract a real laugh.
Okay, he got 8. He got 8.
Listen, all right. I put down 10.
Jacob gave him 10.
I gave him 10.
Thank you.
Guys, who's... Oh, okay. Guys, your next comic... one of my favorites, love him to death. Everybody keep it going for Jose!
Count it down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody. Thank you guys for being here at Dead Room, the show where they make people not laugh, but it's a comedy show. That's a great fucking idea. That's just genius, you know? Next week from Dead Room, they're gonna lock you in a room with hungry tigers and try to have you not get eaten by them. That's next week's Dead Room show. And then if you're not into that, the day after it's gonna be porn with chastity belts on, guys. That's right. You guys can watch porn and not bust a nut. That's the spirit of Dead Room comedy. I guess let's tell you a little bit about me, you guys. Tried ghost hunting recently. But all the bullets kept going through the ghosts and into people. I made the ghost problem worse. I'm very sorry. I had this realization today. I get it now. I know why you fight the war on drugs, you know? Because, like, why would you fight the war sober? That sounds boring as fuck. My friend told me that his parents live in a dope house. And I was like, do you mean a dope house or a dope house? Like, is the house cool or are your parents very, very cool? Kinda. I used to be a 911 operator, that's a real thing, for 10 years. And I had to get mental health help. I had to get out of it because people would call me up. They'd be like, I want to die. And I'd be like, fuck, bro, me too. You know, like, where's the party at? Let's both jump, you know? That's, all right, not that good. We're gonna burn this one. Fire. Okay. Yeah, 12 seconds. Fuck, let's burn 2 jokes, guys. I don't know if I'll ever own a home with the way my life is going, but I think I can kidnap someone who does.
And being a homeowner, owner's a nice second place.
That was good.
That was good.
Jose, I think it's your drink. Jose, we're calling this drink.
You get your drink?
Yeah. You did. You. Yeah. Fuck yeah. One more time for Jose McCall,
everybody. Josh, what'd you get? Yo, we got a new leader. 18 on that one.
All right, we got our last contestant. Guys, this is our last contestant. He's a staple in the Greeley comedy scene. Hosting a festival pretty soon. Everybody keep it going for Rudy Garcia!
Count it down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
My name is not Rudy, it's still Jose. What you just saw was some weird fucking ritual so he can grow a few more inches and a mustache. I want the pill that's the opposite of Viagra, so I can finally go to a nudist colony in peace. My mom told me it's impolite to point.
Here we go. Oh shit, I accidentally cleared my screen. Losing time. No, do not lose the time. Oh God, no, not this one. I wanna know how to tie my partner to the bed without giving him rope burn. It's the first question I ask every Boy Scout I meet. They don't know, it's the Scoutmaster that knew. The next Dead Room show is gonna be a BDSM escape room. Whether you escape or not, you win. I tried to spice up my love life, I used garlic and onion powder. Now my bedroom smells like meatballs. This mustache assumes a lot of things. When you see this mustache, you think, it's a me, Mario. This mustache says, yes, I would like extra pepper packets on my Little Caesars crazy combo. This mustache says, yes, ladies, it is like a Mr. Clean magic eraser down there. Flavor saver, fuck that, it's a flavor spender. I am busting my Dead Room Comedy cherry, so I'm just gonna roast and toast. Everybody give it up for Dead Room Comedy and these four motherfuckers who I love so much.
Thank you. Give it up for Rudy Garcia!
Rudy Garcia, everybody.
Josh, what'd you give him at?
I got 6, and then one girl was like, oh no.
So, yeah, write that 6 and then oh no. Guys, we have a special guest dropping. We just forgot to put him on the list.
We forgot to put him on the list.
He was there from the beginning.
He's a former winner.
I love him to death.
Final contestant
of the first round. Everybody keep it going for Phil Corridor!
Count him down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I didn't wash my hands. I felt kind of guilty about something. I just don't know about gang culture. But I came out and I accidentally wore all blue, but like I was wearing blue jeans. But like, I don't know, do you know how like bloods cross out the C's and everything and put B's on them? And I just learned that the Crips don't do the opposite. But if they did, how could they wear blue jeans? They could only wear guest jeans. Because guest jeans, they're clue jeans. They could only wear clue jeans. Guest jeans. I was in the bathroom. My penis is 40 feet long. Thank you. This is a great show. You just really developed
everybody give it up for Calvin!
time. It's like he just, I don't know what the fuck.
Give me 1 minute. On the timer.
Yeah, I will. Josh, what'd you get?
Yo, he broke the room. I'm going to say that's an automatic 25.
Okay. That's a 25. All right, the top six advance.
Are you just not gonna talk for like 3 minutes? Or like
you're used to it, shut up.
What are you doing?
One, two,
JJ,
three,
where are you
four,
at?
Like, I just changed the timer.
Yeah, the timer.
Can you see it?
Did
it's
you
1 minute
the timer?
Now.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Should we do the top five or top seven? Because there's a tie.
With who?
Dylan.
Beaver and Dylan?
Is Dylan still here?
He yeah, Dylan's still here.
He had an orthodontist, but he's still here. Okay. All right, the top seven advance.
Top seven.
Everyone with double digits, unless the double digits were 10, advance. Sorry, Josh Creedon.
Ouch!
All right, we'll go from least to greatest in terms of things. They got 1 minute now, and then only two will advance to the finals.
You want Beaver or Dylan first?
Beaver.
Beaver? Everyone's
people have
Beaver?
Spoken. Yeah.
All right, people have spoken. Everybody, keep it going for Beaver!
Count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I have a confession, guys. Sometimes I like to sit down when I pee. It's something I really enjoy. Oh, it was a beautiful day outside today. Unless if you're blind. My favorite blind person's Helen Keller. Because I'm pretty sure she faked that shit. Anyone go for 14 years of her life, or however long she lived. Oh, as a baby, as you can tell, I got dropped in my head, but I also got put in the dryer mat, and my mom would put me in there for like about 15 spins a night. That's why I talk like I just got into a car accident. I shouldn't even be legally allowed to be here, because I'm a beaver, I guess. I wish I had a beaver tail as a dick, but I don't.
Time! Show us your balls, dude.
I mean, exactly. Good God damn.
Josh, where'd you get him at?
Yo, that was tough for me, man. I got a 1 on that one.
Keep it over, Beaver, with 1!
Alright. Hey, new leader for the second round. Give it on for Beaver, everybody. That means I'm next.
Everybody keep it going for Dylan D.
Count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Shh. I turned off the Amber alerts on my phone. Cause I don't know what I'm gonna do to like help a lost kid. Like, am I supposed to go out and join the search party? I'd show up and they'd be like, that's the fucking guy. We got him. Shit's over. Even if I did like go and find her, like what am I gonna do, a single guy in the car all by myself? Convince her to get in the car with me? Something tells me she's not gonna fall for that one again. Not twice in one day. My dad caught me smoking cigarettes when I was a kid. He told me as punishment he was gonna make me smoke a whole pack. I was like, make it a pack of Camel Blues, bitch. You know what I like. I'm glad white people can't say the N-word because it gives me a chance to take a breath during rap songs. I got asthma.
Time! Pretty good, pretty good.
Josh, what'd you get for Dylan, Dave?
Yeah, it was a pretty good one. I got 12 on that one.
Hey! Wow. We got 12! New leader!
New leader in the second round.
Beaver, you are still in second place.
All right, guys, just real quick, you don't have to do this, I'm glad you're all here. I'm gonna pass around a bucket if you wanna sweeten the pot. I know, cause, you know, this is a free show for some bought tickets. You guys wanna put a little cash in there to sweeten the pot for the winner after everything you've seen tonight. We appreciate
it. It is a cash prize for the winner.
I'm just passing around, no obligations.
These people have been pouring
going.
Their soul out.
Cash or french fries, that is what we're
going. Please don't put food in there. It's not a trash can.
All right.
Guys, your next comic coming up is the host of the previous show, bombed harder than ISIS. Everybody, wait, did you?
Yeah, okay.
Everybody, keep it going for Ollie Carey!
Count down for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I forgot to wash my hands. I ride my bicycle. My name is Phil. What is going on? I like serial killer stuff because it just gets me going. I'm Phil the guy, and
that's my time.
I'm Ollie Carey, everybody.
Boy, you close your eyes. That was Phil.
That was fantastic.
Between that, the bird, and the dog, what a...
You should combine all of those characters.
Yeah,
just the dead bird, Phil dog.
Great impressions. Josh.
How many did you get, Josh?
I got 13, man.
Ooh. 13! New leader!
New leader, which means we have a new third place in the second round. Keep it going for Beaver, everybody. Oh, we got the man from Albuquerque back again.
Yeah, everybody. You know him. You love him. Keep it going for Josh Fournier!
Counting down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
None of y'all know. This whole front row looks like you guys are like rioters, you know what I'm saying? You guys are protesting for change. I think you're fist up, cool. My grandma died recently. We cremated her, and as a family, we decided to spread her ashes somewhere that meant a lot to her, someplace that was sacred. So we took her to her favorite casino. We ever walk around the casino floor with a pocket full of Nana, just blessing machines. It's all right, she's not here, go ahead, love her then, bro. I got you. Y'all are too woke here in Colorado. I'm staying with my friend. She's, you know, one of the blue-haired people. So that's her Indian name. It's funny. And, like, she's so woke that, like, I stubbed my toe on her table, and I was like, ah, shit, goddamn. And she's like, she's blessing my house. It's crazy. I started smoking weed. She started doing this. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Y'all are too woke here. My name's Josh. Thank y'all so much.
We're going for Josh Fournier, everybody.
Josh, what'd you get him at?
I got him at 5.
At 5. Solid effort. That means we have a new fourth place.
Beaver!
Beaver.
All right, guys. You, I am fucking ready. Guys,
I don't know
if he knows that he's
I don't give a shit. Just keep it going. All right. Kyle Benton.
Everybody give it up for Kyle Benton!
Keep going from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I forgot to wash my hands. I have an appetite for things. I scratched my nose, but I didn't touch the part you're not supposed to, because then I have to wash my hands. So, I'm 9 again. my mouth accidentally touched the microphone. So, better disinfect it.
Time!
Yo, I'm pissed, dude.
I'm so mad.
I'm angry.
I literally hate
hate this show.
This is this show. I hate this show.
I'm not even a comic. I could not imagine being a comic and then trying and then having Kyle just crush.
Oh my god.
Had one point and then he said I'm 9 again and he shot up to 8. Okay.
God damn.
He's at eight.
Oh thank god. So it's not there.
Up there?
Yeah, 8.
Oh thank god. Okay.
He's at eight.
Wow. Okay.
Which means we have a new fifth place for the second round. Keep it going.
Jose McCall, everybody. Welcome back.
Jose McCall!
Count him down for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Phil. No, okay. All right. What's this one second? Serious ones. There's a lot is riding on this. Cantaloupes are the most negative of the elopes. There's more than one way to skin a cat. There's not as many reasons. I created a dating app for incels. It's called Grumble. No one makes the first move, everyone acts entitled to it. Alright, if you don't like this, I'm gonna burn the pen this time. Okay? Oh no. Yeah. I went to see a landlord recently about a place to live, and he looked me up and down and he was like, "Are you gonna be a good tenant?" And I was like, "I guess." So now I have to pay an insecurity deposit.
Everybody give it up, please! You stopped.
I know, I did.
I didn't.
Because I smelled the fucking pen.
I smelled the burning pen.
Jose.
Everybody give it up for Jose!
Hey, Jess. Jess, I'll re-unfollow you on Instagram if you keep talking, okay? I know you noticed last time. I will re-unfollow you on Facebook, okay? What did Jose get?
Yeah, he got 8 on that one.
I 8, all right.
And an honorable 8 at that.
Honorable 8.
All right.
All right, everybody, this is your final contestant of the second round. You know him. You love him. Everybody keep it going for Phil Corridor.
And count him down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And you get home after a long day's work and you just want to take a nap. And the bed's still wet. And you're like, well, I didn't take a shower. And I probably slept in this for like hours last night. I guess I'll just warm it back up. Has that ever happened to you guys? Yeah, me neither.
Time, everybody. Yep. Okay. Well, that was clearly more than... Josh, what'd you get him at?
I got 14 on that
one. Yeah, okay.
Hey, keep it going for Phil Corridor.
What an interesting final, then. So we have Phil and the guy that did an impression of Phil. All right. Oh, that also means we have a new sixth place for the second round. Guys, keep it going for Beaver.
Beaver!
All right. Who's going to see this? Bill or Ali?
Do it.
What was that in it? Sorry. Guy, oh, I forgot what you said. guys, let's keep it. Oh, no, you said Phil. Okay, so for your first contestant, for the final round, you have it pulled up on your.
It's
no, I'll do it on my phone then. They have 30 seconds for the final round. This is fun. Here we go. Keep it going. For Phil Corridor, everybody.
Yeah. Count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Shh. All right, I'm not gonna scream the N-word. that was gonna be my go-to. Is this thing on? What the? There's no. All right.
Josh, what'd you get?
I got 11, man. He's doing great.
11.
Who's disputing that?
Who's disputing? Who said that?
I'm kind of in the room, but. All right, final contestant of the dead room. Keep it going. For Ali Kareem, everybody. Count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm pissing myself.
Phil sounds like a turtle fucking. It's just like.
Come
here. Fuck.
Well, you came here, so.
Time!
Hold on. Keep it going for Ali Kareem.
Huh? Ali Kareem, everybody. Josh, final judgment. What'd you get him at?
I got a 9 on that one, alright?
Ooh!
That means the winner of the night is Phil! Besides that,
thank you guys so much for coming out. We really appreciate it. We do this twice a month. Our next one is at Jester's Palace 2 weeks from now.
We'll be back here the third Friday of April.
Yeah, we're going to be back here in a month. Love you guys so much. Thank you so much.
You guys, I just want to say I'm really happy that I won.
Ali had the best music video of all time.
The only way you can beat me is to become me. Love you, bitches. Have a good night. Bye bye.
Josh, you want to get
Dead Room Comedy Dessert Podcast. Check it out.